All right, 7:36 on Hot Talk 99.5. On the phone with us right now, a gentleman we've talked to before for various different reasons, Frank Knapp is with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Frank, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Well, good morning.
Now, we wanted to get you back on. We've talked to you in the past. Most recently, I think we talked to you about Santee Cooper. And ironically, it came up again yesterday as far as the budget is concerned. I'm sure you have something to say about that. But before we get to that, we wanted to ask about the thing that we read most recently. You were in an article statewide that talked about what's going on as far as small businesses are concerned. And since you're with the Small Business Chamber of Commerce, are small businesses in the state being taken care of as quickly and as well as they should be in the wake of everything that's going on?
Well, if your referral is to the federal government's protection, the Paycheck Protection Program loans that were supposed to go out to small businesses, the answer is no, that nothing is quick, and there's a lot of confusion and a lot of very big concern that a lot of small businesses are not going to receive those grants, the infusion of money that's going to allow them to survive this economic crisis we're in.
Why would that be?
Well, Congress did their job. They wrote a good piece of legislation to put $349 billion into the SBA program to make loans to small businesses. That can be totally forgiven. Mm-hmm. Then it was up to the SBA and the Department of Treasury to write the rules. That's where it all fell apart. They didn't do a very good job. They did not delineate exactly the program, what the banks needed to do, what the small businesses needed to do to make it forgiven. Banks were confused. They complained. Small businesses were confused. They complained. And the rollout was just an abysmal rollout. And right now, there's probably in South Carolina just only a handful of small businesses that are going to receive any of that money. I just talked to one yesterday that finally got approval from a bank. A lot of community banks across the state are not participating, even though they could because they're SBA approved. But those community banks were too small, and they just did not like the lack of guidance from the SBA and Treasury, and were afraid of getting caught with fraudulent applications and holding the bag for liability of loans that they would not have met otherwise. So it is still in a state of confusion. The Congress might add another $250 billion to that pot of money for small business loans. But right now, putting more money in the pot is not getting loans out faster. They've got to resolve the issues of being able to address the needs of the small businesses to get those loans quickly, because every day that goes by, we have more and more small businesses that are folding for good.
I spoke to a small business owner in Horry County yesterday. They said they applied for the PPP the very first moments that they were able to. And in fact, they had trouble even getting their application in. They finally got confirmation from their lender that the application is in, but they were told it could take up to, I think they said, 17 days before they'd know if they were approved or not. Are you hearing that kind of feedback?
Well, we're hearing feedback from banks on different, or they're saying different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the confusion, the confused state that we're in. And again, it all goes back to the administration's writing those rules. They just weren't clear. It's almost like the SBA and Department of Treasury don't have anybody in there that's ever run a small business that would have natural rules that need to be explained.
Well, okay, so it rolled out last Friday. Friday was the first day that people could apply for this. Has it gotten any better? We're not quite a week into this. I mean, are you seeing improvement where small businesses are actually able to see some movement?
Again, I just had one yesterday that said that they were approved. It was a mid-size law firm in Columbia. But no, I mean, it's creeping along. You know, it may be get on track at some point, but the problem is that all the polling of small business owners is very clear. Some of those businesses don't have cash reserves to handle 27 days of operation. And as we know, many small businesses across the state have been shut down to protect the health of the workers and the public. And that means the revenue dried up. And when consumer demand dries up, businesses cannot survive for very long. That's why this was important to get the money out the door. 17 days, we may lose, maybe 10-20% of our small businesses that simply cannot come back. We know that I did a small poll of our supporters, and basically said that if they don't get a cash infusion within 3 months, 60% will go out of business. So, and it's small businesses lead us out of recessions. We saw in the Great Recession that it was small businesses that led us out by hiring people. It wasn't big businesses jumping up and moving forward with rehiring people. It was small businesses that did that after the Great Recession. If we don't have small businesses ready to start hiring again and being productive when this is over, this is going to turn into an extremely long recession, if not worse.
We talked about the payroll loans, the PPP, but are you hearing that they're having any better success with the SBA's economic injury disaster loans?
Well, I did talk to a small business that did apply for that, and they did get it. And that's a loan program that's been on the books for a while, and everybody knows how to do that one. So that you can do that, it can be attractive for some types of small businesses, but it is a loan. Unlike the PPP loan that can't be completely forgiven.
Right.
And small businesses don't want to have debt. They just need the money to survive. They don't want to add more debt that they'll have to pay later on if they do survive. So, that other loan program is available and it can be used, but most of the emphasis is on these PPP loans because they can be forgivable if you use it all for payroll, rent, utilities, and a mortgage interest.
We're talking with Frank Knapp, President and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned some numbers there a minute ago. I mean, obviously you can't look into your crystal ball and know what this means for the future, but say everything does go well with the loan program and the small businesses who ask for it get it. What is this going to mean for just small business in South Carolina? How long is it going to take some people to come back? And like you did mention some numbers a second ago, I mean, there's obviously a lot of people that aren't going to be able to find their way back.
Well, a lot of it's going to depend. Even if this loan program were to roll out perfectly and money would be getting on the streets now, the problem is they're only for 8 weeks. And we don't know what's going to happen in week number 9. If we're still in this shutdown state, if people still aren't able to go out and do their shopping and return to more normal business activity, 8 weeks is just going to buy us 8 weeks. But if the consumer demand is not there after that, they're going to have to let their employees go again. They just can't afford to do it. So a lot of this is going to depend on how quickly we get past this crisis. And you're right, I don't have a crystal ball. This is, if it rolls out properly, this is a good way of preserving the health of those small businesses that can get the loans. But what happens after June 30th, which seems to be a magical date for the federal government, we don't know.
Frank, I haven't heard of any other places besides Columbia. Maybe you have. That's put together, I believe, like a $1 million program. It's a tiny little small business loan/grant. I think if they do it right, they may not have to pay it back. But it's about $5,000 per business, cap at $1 million in the city of Columbia to help them get through payroll until they get the PPP monies into their accounts. Outside of that, which most jurisdictions have not set aside money to do anything like that, what are your recommendations for towns, counties, where maybe they need to adjust some regulation to keep the small businesses, keep them on the rosters, get them back once all of our rules of state of emergency are lifted?
So that's good. Good for those municipalities and counties that have stepped forward and are trying to do something to help their main street. That's great. But the problem is that, again, we don't know how long this is going to go on, and that money they can get is going to only let them survive so long. When a business is shut down with no cash flow, their utilities still go on, their rent still goes on, or their mortgage still goes on. They still have expenses that they need to cover, and there lies the problem. The unemployed, the workers can get unemployment benefits, but the businesses themselves, the small business owners, still owe all those things during the shutdown. And that is a problem that I don't know how that would be resolved, because those are all private sector rent programs, you know, the people who own the buildings that they maybe they're renting from, banks that have the commercial loans, that's the private sector. I don't know, unless there's going to be some type of a order from some higher level to instruct landlords and banks not to foreclose, to work with those small business owners. But again, it's not a forgiveness. It is simply kicking that debt down the road, which will mean it's going to be harder for those small businesses that operate on a small profit margin to really be profitable later on when this does turn around if they have all this accumulated debt.